Michael speaking.
Hello, Richard. Right, I've just got permission to talk to you. I was asked not to originally because there was a lot of upset around this, and I have told you that, that there was issues going with George and Cynthia in, that have been ongoing, and I know you didn't believe me. George committed suicide last week, and the family are very, very upset, as you can imagine. They blame partly, not partly, that this whole situation contributes to, because not for any other reason than obviously he got himself involved in it, and you know, I don't know what his mental state was, but it obviously wasn't in a good place. As a consequence, and this has been their attitude for some time, although and I've been having many conversations with him, as you can imagine, George has been very difficult over the period, as he has because he wasn't very well, and I did tell you that, and obviously he pulled that card in previous years, and but I was getting doctor certificates and all sorts of things, as I explained to you. As a consequence, they're not in a good way, you can imagine. But Adam is saying, said to me, and the reason why I was talking to you before, a few months ago, if you remember, about trying to get some sort of resolutions with it, because they were worried about George's mental state at that time as well, not for any other reason. Now, they want to draw a line on the whole thing. However, Cindy and a couple of them are very upset because they think that the whole situation, obviously, not for anybody's reason, fault really, but obviously it meant something, it was important to George, want to resolve it, but they also not going to just sort of walk away from it either, because of what ultimately happened and how and now it's become so emotional for them. But I was asked not to say anything. I was asked not to say anything for the last few months as well, and I can only allude to things, and that's what I've been sort of alluding to with you, but obviously you wouldn't be aware of it. So having had that conversation just before, I wanted, you know, obviously I didn't think, and I told them I didn't think there's any reason not to tell people, but they're not necessarily in a good place and haven't been for a few months emotionally, but I phoned Adam and sort of said, look, it would help everyone really, to be honest with you. But it is upset, you know. I didn't even know George that well, but obviously I had dealings with him. But it's horrible to think someone got to a stage where they couldn't do anything else but to take their own life, for whatever reason. Who knows what, for whatever reason. But anyway, so I think they need to sort of, you know, bury him, obviously, and then there's a will, I think, to move to just move on.
Firstly, thank you for calling me and letting me know. I'm going to be quite business-like about this because there is a long history, and I can't have a lot of sympathy for someone who who saw the opportunity to defraud my father when he had cancer, and instead of looking after his interests, decided to line his own pockets whilst my dad was undergoing cancer treatment. But that's history, and that's for you mentioned there's a desire to resolve things, but you said Cindy doesn't want to, or doesn't want to walk.
She hasn't been in a position, which has been part of the problem for the last few months, and it's been very difficult, I know, and I can't, you know, it's nothing to do with the liquidation whatsoever, but obviously it has been very difficult. He's not been well for some months. He is probably nobody really, I don't know, the family believed him, but I know other people didn't. And it was a very difficult, he wasn't the easiest person to deal with, and as you know, I had my issues with him as well. So I'm not going to say he was easy to deal with or whatever, but obviously he wasn't well, but clearly in a good mental place. Cindy does want to deal with it. She does want to resolve it, but she's very. As I said to you earlier, the reason why I was a bit upset or aggressive with you earlier is because it's upset me actually. Cause just it wouldn't matter who it was on. You know, God forbid it happens to anybody. horrible. It's just, you know, someone gets that kind of position. But he does want to absolutely resolve it.
I don't know if Adam and Cynthia have told you, but about 18 months ago, I actually took a day out to drive up to Stoke to meet Adam, Cindy, and George.
He did tell me.
You know, at a pub or a restaurant near them. And unfortunately, it sounds, again, it sounds cold, but Cindy would rather let George carry on with his actions and bring him to account. And, you know, ultimately, Adam...
Adam did tell me, and he did say that it didn't go as well as he'd hoped, because George, wasn't terribly...
Well, I think there was a phone call about 6 months ago or 9 months ago, but I actually drove up to Stoke 18 months ago and sat down with Cindy and George. Unfortunately, Cindy and Adam were going to have to take a cold, hard look at themselves, because by allowing George to use their identities and conduct what he did, you know, they enabled him to carry on with this thing, and, you know, they're going to have to look at their consciences as far as, you know, should we...
Yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah, right, maybe.
Anyway,
whatever. It's very difficult, isn't it? Well, I can't imagine what particularly, not so Adam, but particularly Cindy, you know, I think I know some of the things that were happening in the last few months, and she was on a hiding to nothing either. Whatever happened when you deal with some mental illness, you can't do anything right almost unless they want to or can help themselves. You go through things, you play tough guy, you play the nice guy, you do this, you just try everything, don't you? I think you just try everything to try and, but ultimately, and I think that there's a lot of guilt, ultimately, because if something like this happens, you've clearly failed, but you feel you failed, but you haven't, you know, you probably couldn't have done anything. But, you know, you just try anything at the time, and because you fear what could happen. And unfortunately, the worst thing's happened. And yeah, I think there is an element of you know, but because you always do, anybody would. Anyone would look back and think, well, what could I have done?
I guess so.
Probably you couldn't have done anything.
I mean, I don't wish death on anyone, but equally so, again, you know, there's a part of me where over a period of 3-4 years, Adam and George have defrauded my father, not giving the monkeys about him having cancer when they took his money, and throughout the whole process have extorted vast amounts of cash out of the company, and my dad's had nothing. And all my dad did was, me and my dad at the time, because I was his shareholder representative, was trust George and Adam. And I remember having a conversation going, I don't have the time to do this because dad's going through his cancer, and you know, George and Adam were like trusters, and unfortunately we did trust him. And that's you know, and sorry, I don't just hold this solely on George's thing. Obviously, I don't know how you hold it. But Adam was fully aware of what George was doing, and Adam fully partook in it. So I have very little sympathy for Adam. Obviously, I have sympathy for a mother that's lost her son, which is, you know, standard. But my feelings towards Adam are very cold. I know that the money's gone into his bank account, and I know that he was, as much as he plays a village idiot, If vast amounts of money go into my personal bank account, I know that the money's there, and Adam knows where that money is. So I have very little sympathy for Adam.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't know what money's gone there, but
anyway, so
anyway, I just want to let you know, and that's because you know, they asked me not to say anything. I think partly because it was just too raw. I think yeah. Anyway, I won't say anymore. But I think you know, Adam's theory is that they want to move past this, but you know, they need to sort something out, and just draw a whole line under the whole thing, because they you know, obviously it's going to remind them of George, I'd imagine. And
so, am I going to hear from you via Adam, or
I don't know. I think everything's very raw at the moment. It was last Monday. He was found, so it's still very raw, it's still very new. They phoned me up last week and told me, but asked me not to say anything to anyone. And so after our conversation, I phoned Adam and said, can I, because no reason why not, really, and it just might, you know, sort of put some things in context and so forth. But he said, well, you know, So it's become even worse, kind of, or in some ways, but the message is that they do want to move past and they do want to sort some out.
I just don't understand what rollover means, because
surely
we're not expecting anything from me.
I don't know. You can imagine the pages of stories, the pages of rubbish, the conversations, the allegations. There's like hundreds of stuff that aren't even related to the liquidation whatsoever. And there's, I don't know what went on. There's someone called Chung people keep talking about, and there's someone else going on in the background. There's all sorts of stuff flying around. There's stuff that they think Jason's done.
What do they think Jason's done? I mean, I know what New Squawk has done, which is written to you and written to them with regards to our rights or whatever, but what could Jason possibly have done?
Well, you'd have to ask, I don't know. I do know, but I can't say, because it's allegations on their part, and some of them aren't even relevant to my role, but I don't know, but I can't say, but it's a matter for them, but the and whoever, whatever else happens to it. This whole case and everything and the whole history is a mess. Everybody's done something, in as far as I can see, and that's what I was sort of saying to you earlier. And some things are relevant, some things aren't, some things financial, some things aren't, some things are this, some things are that, and it's just a whole mess of rubbish. And it just, and you know, I think, and that's what I was saying to you earlier, I think now George sadly has gone, I think there can be some progress, unfortunately.
Well, firstly, thank you for your call. If Adam does want to reach out to me, I'm not sure when would be the appropriate time, but I'm more than happy to have...
Yeah, I think Adam will. I mean, he asked me to arbitrate last week, and I said, depends, informally possibly, but not formally, because obviously the company is one of the parties to everything, but that was his raw kind of initial reaction. This was last week sometime. When I spoke to him just now, he hadn't particularly changed his attitude in terms of wanting to sort something out, so I think that's kind of the lines he's thinking on to something, whether it's actually in the same room or whether it's just by his, some sort of proposal. But I think the idea is to come to some kind of agreement where everybody just, agrees something, whether it's everyone just walks away and just the liquidation gets closed and everyone hands down, walks off. He does recognise the fact there are some things totally unrelated, because we've identified in some of our investigations some cash movements and transactions that are just irrelevant to anything else, and they will have to be dealt with. And he said, look, I'm aware there are some things that will have to be done with you and the liquidation anyway, but in general, it's all very new, isn't it? I don't think he's got a formalised proper plan, but I think he's just got, this needs to be sorted now, and can be.
I think that would make sense. If Adam wants to reach out, like I said, I've previously driven up to Stoke on Adam's request and met him, George and Cindy. Unfortunately, Adam and Cindy didn't obviously have a sway that they thought they would over George back then.
Well, off the record, I think we both agree Cindy probably doesn't know anything.
And
one way or the other.
And then I had that phone call with Adam and George, whenever it was, 6, 7, 8 months ago, which was just pie in the sky. We had a seven-figure buyer for the company, someone who wanted to buy the company for 7 figures, blah, 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 whatever. Just more sort of pie in the sky stuff. I think, there's a couple of points. Clearly, the Jet Group Services is one point. But if Adam is bringing around Chung, who was an ex-director shareholder in RAN, if they're still holding up onto that, Adam's fully aware of the agreement that him and George made with Matthew, which gave George and Adam control of the company. And so if they're hoping to get some cash there, that's obviously not going to work. And then the other angle is that I'm aware that vast amounts of money have gone into Adam's personal bank account, which 36.2% belongs to my father. But I'm willing to sit down with Adam and draw a conclusion to this, because it's not in my interest either. I don't wish anyone dead, but equally so, my only interests are in making sure that New Squawk's position is protected and my father's position is protected. I'm willing to be pragmatic and go, I don't want 100% of everything, and I don't expect to get 100% of everything. That's not what I'm after. What I am after is protecting New Squawk's position and having some sort of recognition and compensation for the fact that Adam and George have had my father over, albeit George is no longer around to deal with it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Anyway, the bottom line is, I think there's now a mood change, and there was, to be honest, previously, because of this didn't happen overnight. It had been building up. He hadn't been in a good place for a few months, George. To say the least, but I don't think they expected this. But so I think there was a, and that's why I had that conversation with you, because I'd already had that conversation in whenever it was a few months ago with Adam about whether we.
It's just a shame that Adam doesn't reach out himself, and he always has to, you know.
Well, I think Adam's position is difficult when George was around, because George was rightly or wrongly, and obviously, you know, there's no getting around this. He wasn't in the best mental position. And so I think it was very difficult for him, and doesn't make it right. I'm not saying it doesn't make it right, but it's been tough for Cindy particularly, obviously. And I think Adam's been juggling, I think. But anyway, it was trying to move in that direction anyway, because they recognised that this wasn't doing George's state of mind much good, to say the least.
Do you think this was the only factor, or do you think there were other things also playing on his mind?
I don't know, to be honest. I know that there were some things that were going on last year that they weren't happy about, which was kind of related to this, some things that were happening. But I don't know. I hardly spoke to George. I haven't spoken to George for... I mean, I think I told you we had a Zoom call with Adam and Cindy. George was meant to be on it. He didn't show for that, and he wasn't doing very well during that period. I think he phoned me about 4 or 5 months ago and I had one of these conversations we've all had with George, I'm sure, where he's all over the place. And that was the last interaction I had with him. I can't remember if I had any emails from him either, actually. I haven't had any recently, for sure, but this is partly, I got the doctor's certificate from George had been signed off for 3 months, as I told you, so had Cindy, because of it had been very difficult between them as well. You can only imagine what happens when someone gets to that stage and what's led up to it, can't you? None of us know, really, do we?
No, I guess not. So, I guess okay. So for my,
but there was doctors and so forth involved for the last 3 or 4 months, and probably and a lot earlier than that for sure. And they started to send me stuff because I started to put them. Well, as you know, I started to put them under pressure, saying I need these answers, I need this doing, I need this progressing, I need that, I need the other. You need to give me this information. You need to tell me this. You need to tell me that. You need all withdraw that or whatever the case may be. And then eventually, you know. Council meetings.
So was George in hospital, or was he at home? Or?
Home.
Oh, okay.
He was found. I don't know who he was found by. I didn't like to ask all that, and I don't know how he did it. I found the things. Adam says he was just found Monday morning. So I'm assuming it sounded like someone found him at home. Sounded like, I don't know what, an overdose of some description, I'd imagine. That's all he said to me. Someone found him on the floor at home, so I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, if Adam wants to reach out,
he will. But I think might not be for a couple of weeks. But I think he will.
Yeah, it's
up. I mean, he had already. That's what I'm saying to you. This is where it all came about. You know, he had kind of tentatively already. You know, when I had the conversation with you originally, so you know, it was moving. They recognised it needed to move on, and it wasn't going very well for George, and he was in, you know, not in a good place, and blah 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 blah. But obviously, things didn't happen. You know, mentally in a good place for a long time.
I guess so. All right, well, I'll see if Adam reaches out from my perspective.
Yeah, like he will do, definitely.
You know, I think it's sad, but equally so.
Yeah.
I've always got to think about the 20 people that work here who those guys have been trying
to reach out. He definitely wants to get some sort of formal resolution, definitely, 100%. It's just a case of, you know, well, I don't think it'll be months, I think it'll be a few, you know, a couple of weeks or three.
Yeah, okay, all right, thanks very much for the call, Richard, appreciate it. Thank you.